In the hush that followed, Miss Winter seemed to draw all of her external self into her core. Under my very eyes, she managed to absent herself from herself, and I began to understand how it was that earlier I had failed to see her. I watched the shell of her, marvelled at the impossibility of knowing what was going on beneath the surface. And then she emerged.
"Do you know why my books are so successful?"
"For a great many reasons, I believe."
"Possibly. Largely it is because they have a beginning, a middle and an end, in the right order. Of course all stories have beginnings, middles and endings. It is having them in the right order that matters. That is why people like my books."
She sighed and fidgeted with her hands.
"I am going to answer your question. I'm going to tell you something about myself, which happened before I became a writer and changed my name. And it is something for which there exists a public record. It is the most important thing that has ever happened to me. But I did not expect to find myself telling it to you so soon. I shall have to break one of my rules to do it. I shall have to tell you the end of my story before I tell you the beginning."
"The end of your story? How can that be if it happened before you started writing?"
"Quite simply because my story, my own personal story, ended before my writing began. Storytelling has only ever been a way of filling in the time since everything finished."
I waited and she drew in her breath like a chess player who finds his key piece cornered.
"I would sooner not tell you. But I have promised, haven't I? The rule of three. It's unavoidable. But let me first ask you something in return."
"What?"
"After this, no more jumping about in the story. From tomorrow, I will tell you my story, beginning at the beginning, continuing with the middle, and with the end at the end. Everything in its proper place. No cheating, no looking ahead, no questions, no sneaky glances at the last page."
Did she have the right to place conditions on our deal, having already accepted it? Not really. Still, I nodded my head. "I agree." She could not quite look at me as she spoke.
"I lived at Angelfield."
Her voice trembled over the place name, and she scratched nervously at her palm in an unconscious gesture.
"I was 16.
Her voice grew stilted. Fluency deserted her.
"There was a fire."
The words were expelled from her throat, hard and dry like stones.
"I lost everything."
And then the cry breaking from her lips before she could stop it.
"Oh, Emmeline!"